Ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage and the WBO.
Bring it.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Yeah, let's start building some hurting bombs.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks. Having defended that title now for better than 26 years. Today, we got lots of boxing to talk about. We got some UFC to talk about, of course. UFC 142 Rio, they call it, going down tonight. Jose Aldo, of course, the once-beaten champion, taking on Chad Mendes. Vitor Belfort taking on Anthony Johnson. There were some problems with Johnson making weight, but he's made weight. And it appears that fight will come off. Of course, Aldo 20-1, Chad Mendes 11-0. Chad Mendes is a bad dude, but I don't know. Beating Aldo, Jose Aldo is one of the best fighters in MMA. There's absolutely no question about it. And I think he's going to win. Belfort 20-9. Now, of course, the kid prodigy. At one point, he was like a god in the world of MMA, taking on Anthony Johnson. Johnson came in 11 pounds heavy. And the bottom line is Belfort would only agree to fight him if he weighed 205 pounds on Saturday. He did, so the fight is on, and Johnson's physical and mental health will be in question. Can he overcome it? I'm reading something in a blog here. Can Belfort take advantage and get his second straight win? Neither man fought in 2010. That's interesting. But that's UFC 142 tonight, 10 p.m. Pacific time, 7 o'clock. 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Pacific Time on pay-per-view, of course. Rickys.com, R-I-C-K-Y-S.com, Rickys.com. Rickys Sports Theater has it in San Leandro, California. It's a couple blocks off East 14th Street on Hesperian Boulevard. Give Rickys a call or look them up at Rickys.com. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. Next up, boxing writer extraordinaire and webmaster Kevin Perry.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending. Just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Dish Network is making the best value in TV even better. Introducing the new Blockbuster Movie Pass, included for up to 12 months when you sign up for Dish Network with a qualifying package. Get thousands of on-demand titles streaming straight to your TV or PC. Plus, unlimited access to over 100,000 movies, TV shows, and games by mail. For the most watched channels in America, you'll pay less with Dish Network, with promotional prices starting at just $19.99 a month for a whole year. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, and Stars free for 3 months. The best value in digital TV is available with a Dish Network authorized retailer. Call us today at 800-283-7507 for savings, quality, and value only with Dish Network. That's 800-283-7507. Limited time offer. Prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees and other restrictions apply. Prices include $5 for Blockbuster Movie Pass. Requires Dish Online account, broadband internet, and compatible receiver. Call for details.
Hey, guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
I'm here, and I'm ready. They're not. Bring it.
Muhammad Ali and Charlie Sheen. What an odd couple that is. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The production mix of my mad scientist in the other room. Talk about the main man, Scott Cuddy. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. And some boxing news this week. One of these sanctioning mobs, the WBA or the IBF, I'm not sure which sanctioning mob it is. Maybe my next guest, Kevin Perry, will know. But they have ordered Lamont Peterson, the champion, 140 pounds, to defend his title at once against Amir Khan of the UK. Of course, Peterson, a winner of about a month and a half ago, and since then, the people from Golden Boy, they handle Amir Khan, haven't stopped moaning and bitching, and the bottom line is, all their complaining, I guess, is paid off, because there's a mandatory rematch in line. Now, who is it the IBF or the WBA, Kev? Which one? You know?
Does it really matter? Well, actually, I guess it does matter, because I think IBF is a little bit more of, to me, a more legitimate sanctioning body who actually abides by their rules, for the most part. WBA, Lamont Peterson was a mandatory challenger. Mm-hmm. He fought a fight for $10,000. He rolled the dice against Victor Caio. He knocked him out in the 12th round. He earned that shot at Amir Khan. And when you earn the shot at the mandatory, there's no rematch that's guaranteed. There's no rematch in the contract. Amir Khan, basically, he's the bigger money maker. And WBA, obviously, they only care about money. If he fights Amir Khan, they can, get bigger sanctioning fees for a bout like that instead of Lamont Peterson fighting somebody else. It could be a big fight with Pacquiao, but I highly doubt that'll happen. But pretty much any other bout besides Pacquiao, they're not going to get the same sanctioning fee as they'd get for Amir Khan and Lamont Peterson. So that's really what this is all about. It's about money.
It's about money and sanctioning mobs. Of course, the WBA, the world of bunko and anarchy. The WBC, Kev calls it the world boxing circus. I call it the world of bunko and chicanery. And then the IBF, and the IBF is not faultless, folks. Of course, I was the one that blew the whistle on the IBF about 10, 15 years ago when Bob Arum bribed Bob Lee to allow Axel Schultz to fight George Foreman for the World Heavyweight Championship. He bribed him to the tune of $150,000, and instead of Arum going to jail or being booked on it, he got a pass, something Don King wasn't going to do because the feds were intent on putting Don King in jail. They ended up putting Bob Lee in jail, the president of the International Boxing Federation, the IBF we just talked about, and they put Bob in jail for about 3 or 4 years, and Bob was in his 70s at that point with a bad heart, so we wish Bob the best, regardless. Anyway, so the IBF is the better of the sanctioned bodies. Actually, I think the WBO has I'm tight with Paco Valcarcel, but I think the WBO actually has the best officials. You just don't see the controversy in WBO fights that you do in these other fights, Kev.
I agree with you there, and it's just it's really a shame, I think. And it tarnishes the victory that Lamont Peterson actually earned. I mean, they're making it sound like it was a bad decision and all this other stuff. And in reality, it was a close fight. Amir Khan was deducted 2 points, which in the eyes of many, were questionable. And in my eyes, it was a referee actually for once enforcing the rules. At the same time, obviously in the 12th round, that point definitely had a big bearing on what the outcome of the bout was. But the reality is guys are not allowed to push off. And when you do it consistently and guys aren't penalized for doing so, for doing infractions in the bout, that's what leads guys to get away with doing it over and over. Because if you know you can do something that's illegal and you continue doing it and you're not going to be docked any points, I mean, what's the incentive to stop? You're going to continue to do it over and over. And it's kind of the same thing with holding. Holding is illegal, but guys constantly get away with holding and hitting. And, you know, and that's a story for another day. There's plenty of fighters that we know that
Ali versus Joe Frazier in that third fight.
Well, so Ali did it in plenty of his fights. He did a lot of rapid punching and holding guys' heads down, and he's notorious for that. But he's Muhammad Ali, and kind of like Kobe Bryant in basketball. You know, Kobe Bryant is a master of drawing fouls when really it's he's jumping into the guy and he gets his shot off, and you know, and he's gonna get the call. Kind of like Michael Jordan, also he was a master. He learned that from Michael Jordan.
Okay, speaking of masters, is Yuri Gamboa, I'm talking about the undefeated Cuban, 21-0, 16 KOs, of course. He's at 130 pounds now, isn't he, or 126?
I think he's planning on moving up to 130.
Okay. Now, is he the real deal?
It's kind of hard to say if he's the real deal. I think he's a really excellent fighter. The only problem with Gamboa is in the weight classes he's fighting in, the challenges really aren't there. And I think they're making a big mistake by not having him fight Juan Manuel Lopez. I know Lopez lost that one fight, and if he beats Salido, the thing that bothers me with boxing nowadays is, and there's this kind of this little argument going on about Canelo Alvarez fighting Mayweather. And people complain all the time and say Alvarez isn't ready to fight Mayweather. But then at the same time, they say, well, Canelo should step up and fight a legit opponent. Well, what is Mayweather? Mayweather is one of the best fighters in the world. To many, he's the best pound for pound. So, he's going to fight either mediocre guys or he's going to have to step up. So the guy should not be criticized for wanting to fight Mayweather. Obviously wants to fight Mayweather because of the money. But, you know, if the guy loses, so what? Guys are going to lose fights. It's just like in life, you know.
Kev,
never take any chances in life, you're never going to be a winner. And there's always got to be winners and losers. Not everybody can be a winner.
Good point. You know, if I was fighting Alvarez, he'd be one of those guys I want to have random drug tests. I mean, he's just got an incredible looking body, and I've noticed his head has seemed to have grown a little bit too, his hat size. I mean, it just maybe appears to me that physically from watching him on television, having seen him earlier in his career. But the bottom line is, he's another one of these guys I think that I'd like to have, you know, tested. If I was going to fight him, I want him tested. Speaking of tests, a chick turned up dirty. Chris Cyborg Santos. She was the girl to beat Gina Carano, considered the best women's MMA fighter out there. She tested positive for a steroid a couple weeks ago in San Diego, and she's been suspended.
Really? Are you serious?
Did you ever see Cyborg Santos before?
I remember I was watching her last fight on Showtime a few weeks back. I remember they showed the weigh-in.
Yeah.
And I said that was the most ripped I've ever seen a woman in my life. I mean, she looked like she could have been in the bodybuilding contest. And I think the first thing that came out of my mouth, if I can remember, is she's got to be on steroids. Okay. And you know what? About a week or two later, I was correct.
Yeah, she was. But the bottom line is I was, you know, considered the only chick I knew that needed a shave about 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Kevin Perry is a guest. We're talking boxing, folks. Of course, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We do have open phone lines coast to coast, Canada, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-9898. 7529. So you want Gamboa to fight Juan Manuel Lopez. Lopez has got his own issues right now, but he is going to take on Rocky Juarez. I don't know why they're doing this. Rocky Juarez 28-9, 0-5 in his last five fights, 0-5 in title fights. And they're going to put this on HBO. Doesn't HBO get the message we're tired of these mismatches? They're not listening, are they? It's sort of like the Republicans.
No, they're not listening. And I think the problem with this bout too is it's a no-win situation for Gamboa, because if Gamboa knocks him out, well, actually Juarez has never been knocked out, but if he does knock him out impressively, that's not saying a whole lot. The guy hasn't won a significant bout in years. Number two, if he goes the distance, it makes him look bad. So no matter what happens, it doesn't really create a significant bout for him. He could fight Adrian Broner, which I think is probably a really good bout for him, but I don't think they can really make a bout with Broner, because Broner hasn't really fought any significant opponents, and I think Al Haymon is the smartest manager in boxing. He's going to feed the guy stiffs until Broner is actually fighting Eloy Perez, who I hear is a pretty good fighter, but Perez only has five knockouts. So that's kind of his chances are limited in that sense.
Doesn't it appear that Al Haymon, the super agent to the stars, so the H in HBO is Haymon, do you think that he's purposely getting non-punchers for Broner? Think maybe Broner's got a bad beard?
It's possible. I just think in big fights, for example, if you know a guy's a non-puncher, at least you know, well, my guy's not going to get knocked out. And if it goes to a decision and it's close, I can get the type of officials that will get my guy the win. And I hate to say it's controversy, but when they get some of these judges, it kind of appears that in close rounds, they know which guy to kind of give the round to. And they're going to give the benefit of the doubt to the house guy. And it's just kind of how boxing goes. You know, it's really shameful, because it does a disservice to fans who watch boxing. And nowadays, boxing's gotten so ridiculous that they have bouts where recently on HBO, where guys are 20-1 underdog or 20-1 favorites, 10-1. I could go on and on. It's people pay money to get HBO to watch boxing, to watch bouts where you know you don't know who's gonna win. That's the whole idea of somebody watching a fight. If you want to see a good knockout, go to a club show. I mean, there's plenty of mismatches on club shows, but people want to see the best facing the best. If guys are making $500,000-$600,000, you want to make sure you get it at least about on paper that looks like it's competitive, not about where it's just there to pad a guy's record. I think guys like Gary Russell Jr., I hate to call him out, Adrian Broner, I mean, they're just getting gift fights on HBO, and it's not fair to the fans who watch this sport.
I don't think
it's fair to the fighters either, because when they step up against a good, they're usually not prepared.
Okay. Good fighters, Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather, in a minute or less. Is it going to happen, yes or no?
Is it going to happen with this year?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Floyd's going to be 35 next month. I mean, how much more time do you want? I don't want these guys fighting in their 40s.
I'll tell you this much within a minute. The reason why I don't think it's going to happen this year is Floyd Mayweather making a date for May 5th.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the way to negotiate a fight, is to set your own date, set your own venue against an opponent who you're going to do a possible 50-50 split with. That's not the way to make a fight. So to me, that's... I don't want to say he's ducking Pacquiao.
See, that,
but he doesn't really have any...
See, I totally disagree with you. I think that was one of the smartest moves he ever pulled in his life.
I think it's smart in the sense where he gives himself extra leverage, but at the same time, that's not the way to make the fight happen. But the reality is he can make 30, 40 million bucks fighting anybody, so why fight Pacquiao for possibly 50 when he can fight 2-3 more stiffs and make almost 100 million bucks? That's the reality here, I think, that people need to get into their minds and understand the business aspect Mayweather's pulling here, I think that's fine if that's what he wants to do. I think people need to get this out of their mind that one guy's ducking the other. It's really all about money at the end of the day.
I think it's about money and egos. The great Kevin Perry, thank you so much for your mindset. Have a good Saturday.
All right, thanks a lot.
Peace and respect. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. Tonight, 10 p.m. Pacific time, Eastern time. Why do I keep saying Pacific? 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 o'clock Pacific time. UFC 142, Chad Mendes and Jose Aldo. I'm going with Aldo. More on that in the next segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide and the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
If long-term unmanageable debt is making your life miserable and you're tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, get ready for a toll-free number that will change your life. Trinity Debt Management has been helping people just like you cut their interest rates by as much as 60% and increase their credit scores by up to 200 points. In fact, they have a proven program that has worked for thousands. If you're ready to consolidate your bills into one manageable monthly payment and pay off your debt, then call for a free, no-obligation analysis. Trinity's certified counselors will explain the entire program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. To cut your interest rates and help your credit score, call Trinity today at 800-899-0615. That's 800-899-0615. Get a fresh start. Call for free information now. 800-899-0615. 800-899-0615.
Would you serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade: precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
Vitor, the most lethal hands when you speak quickness in UFC history.
The other thing I noticed in the Vandalay Mike Van Arsdale fight was that Vandalay Silva seemed to walk through Van Arsdale's punches, like to move forward. I don't know if he wants to do that with Vitor Belfort.
Vitor is wearing shoes, so he will not be able to strike with the feet. Oh, he does with the hands, though. Vitor Belfort is the winner! 44 seconds. The knockout by Vitor Belfort.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Little Miami Vice bringing us back from the break. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Speaking of MMA tonight, the premier company in the world of mixed martial arts. We'll talk about the Ultimate Fighting Championships take place. Are having a card in Rio de Janeiro, and they love to go to Brazil because the sport is number one in Brazil. I mean, it does, when they have a UFC event on TV down there, it does like Super Bowl-like ratings here in the United States. I kid you not. So it is the number one country as far as MMA is concerned. And tonight, the UFC is live there. And they've got a couple of boys from down there. Of course, Vitor Belfort, the former reality TV show now, TV star, former champion. He's now 20-9, taking on Anthony Johnson. Johnson came in 11 pounds heavy, and Belfort said he would fight him if he weighed 205 pounds on Saturday, and he made the weight on Saturday. So his physical and mental health, I guess that's going to be an issue, but can he overcome it? And can Vitor Belfort take advantage and win again? I mean, you know, he hasn't fought much lately. He didn't fight in 2010. In fact, neither guy fought in 2010. And Belfort's had an assortment of injuries and excuses and this and that. But I just think he's past his time. I think they've got him on the card because he's a Brazilian. And Johnson with a 10-3 record, not all that impressive to me, especially if he comes in 11 pounds overweight. So that is a semi-main event. The main event is looking pretty good. It looks pretty competitive, but I still think the champion, Jose Aldo, is for the featherweight championship, the Ultimate Fighting Championship, the UFC. Jose Aldo, 21, taking on Chad Mendes. You know, I mean, some people say that Aldo's peaked in the world extreme cage fighting where he was a champion. He was destroying guys, knocking them out left and right. And, you know, now that he's with the UFC, his fights have been going five rounds, and he talks about, you know, his post-fight, how can I put this, excuses or ailments. My arm was this, my leg was this, it was this, blah, blah, blah. But the bottom line is, you know, I think that Aldo's a superior fighter. In fact, I think Aldo, you know, when he beat up Uriah Faber. And Faber, I think, is a stablemate of Chad Mendes, and he's a far better fighter than Chad Mendes. So, and he, you know, he didn't do Uriah didn't do nothing. So, what am I trying to say? Look for Aldo to stop Mendes tonight inside of five rounds. Of course, five rounds is the title fight, and the main events now in the UFC. When the UFC comes to town, and when you see them on TV, if they have a main event, a televised fight, and it's the main event, it is five 5-minute rounds. Like the Brock Lesnar-Alistair Overeem fight, even though there was no title involved, it went five rounds. If you're the UFC main event now, you go five rounds, which I think is sort of cool. You know, I got to see Mauricio Shogun Rua and Dan Henderson put on the fight of the year in San Jose, California in November. And, I mean, had that not went five rounds, it had been a three-round fight, Henderson would have won going away. You know, 30-27 or three rounds is zip. But, you know, Rua came back and I mean, just put it on him in the fourth and the fifth round. And at one point in time, you know, it didn't look like he was going to survive. That was the whole question on that fight. Would Dan Henderson make the bell? Would he survive? Would he make it? I mean, he was in survival mode. He survived, and he won. And some people feel that, you know, the other guy deserved to get the decision or get it a draw, either one or the other. So I still think that Dan Henderson is the man now. As far as the up-and-comers are concerned, not the up-and-comers, he's 40 years old, but as far as the top contenders are concerned, at 205 pounds, that's a light heavyweight. But, of course, you've got a champion in John Jones, who I don't think is going to get beat very often. In fact, he just canceled his vacation. He notified Dana White, the president of the UFC, this week that he's canceled his vacation. He wanted to take about 3 or 4 months off this year. He decided to cancel it. He's going to fight four times in 2012 or so, he hopes to. And, of course, he's a guy with the 84-inch arm span. I mean, from fingertip to fingertip is 84 inches. That's a lot of reach, okay? He can stand up. He can box. He can get on the ground. He can kick. He can knee you. He seems to have all the tools. He's a bit frightening. I mean, he's just a bit frightening. I think he sort of reminds me of the Tommy Hearns of the MMA. But, you know, tall, lean, he can punch. But Tommy didn't take all that well, people thought. But I don't think so. I thought Tommy had a decent punch. I mean, had a decent chin. The guys he got knocked out by all hit him flush. You know, Ray Leonard cracked him pretty good. Marvin cracked him pretty good. and Iran Barkley in their first fight in June of 1988. I mean, I heard Barkley was yelping from the body shots. He was yelping and wailing from the body shots that Hearns was hitting him with. And Hearns just got cranked off with one punch, and it was lights out, baby. And Iran Barkley was the WBC middleweight champion. Speaking of Iran, here's one of his famous quotes. "Although my name is Iran, I never did." You tune to Ring Talk live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. Next up, the ghost himself, Robert Guerrero, will be in the house.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hi, this is Angie. And no, cherry always tastes better. I mean, have you ever heard of Green Apples Jubilee? There are certainly no maraschino green apples. And if George Washington cut down the green apple tree, they just say, "Hey, nice job, George." And then they go back to eating cherries and kissing each other.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and decide for yourself? Have your say at Facebook.com/chapstick.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Patroni Vineyards produces Paggio Ella Pietra, California's first gold medal-winning Sangiovese Grosso grape, cloned from Italy's Brunello di Montesino. To enjoy Paggio Ella Pietra's rich, seductive flavors, visit PatroniVineyards.com and become a wine club member today.
What a state of generosity. Look what my agent got for me just by switching to State Farm. A few hundred unexpected bucks, I couldn't ask for more. But now I've got to figure out what I should use it for. A new bike would be radical, but maybe something practical, like a pet baboon with one robotic arm. Get to a better state, State Farm.
Sleep Max PM is nature's nighttime sleep aid. You'll wake up refreshed. And Sleep Max PM is 100% safe and effective. It's non-habit-forming and contains no drugs. So if you want more energy and a good night's sleep, use Sleep Max PM. You have nothing to lose except a good night's sleep. Sleep Max PM is available at sleepmaxpm.com.
I'm not saying that Asian people look alike, but you know what's got to be the easiest job in the world? Has got to be one of those police sketch artists in Hong Kong. I mean, come on. no matter who you decide to draw.
That's the guy.
Of course that's the guy. He's 5'1", he's got a haircut like Mo, and he's Chinese. What have we narrowed it down to, a billion people? We should find him by sunset.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm just ready to get it on and crush this guy's skull.
Little old school Tower of Power bringing us back to the break. That's from the album Bump City, You Strike My Main Nerve with Rick Stevens on lead. That was back in 1972. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. Now, my first guest for the Ghost, Robert Guerrero. Of course, he's 29-1 with 18 KOs. My first question to him is, are you a lightweight, a junior welterweight, or a welterweight this week? Which one are you?
I'm whatever the big fight's at.
Whatever the big fight's at? So you'll make this a 135 to 147. That there's no problem with either weight, be it 35 or 47?
No, not at all. I mean, you know me, Pedro. I'm a big guy.
Yeah, that's true.
5'11". I could fight wherever. I think fighting at 147 pounds will just benefit me, you know, being my size, how tall I am, you know, how much muscle mass I carry. You know, it's just gonna benefit me being there.
Robert the Ghost Guerrero is our guest, folks. Of course, he is the king of Gilroy, California, world champion, 126, 130, and 135 pounds now. Any news on this Mayweather, this potential Mayweather fight, or any updates on that?
No, you know, I leave that to you know, my promoter and my management team. You know, let them do their thing and you know, see what happens, but. You know, I'm a potential candidate to fight Floyd Mayweather. I mean, everything's there to make a big fight. You know, just sitting back, relaxing, and waiting.
What do you think of Saul Alvarez? How good is he? How good is this guy? He's like 35-0, but he's fought a lot of cab drivers. How good is he?
You know, he's a young fighter. You know, he still got to learn. Now, yeah. You know, he still got a lot of time. He got a lot of time to you know, to learn and you know, get more experience. You know, he has been in they put him in you know, pretty light. They've been taking care of him. You know, Golden Boy has a big investment in him, and you know, everybody loves him in Mexico. So you know, he still got time to learn and pretty much prosper and work on his skills.
Okay, last time I talked to you, I talked to somebody close to you a couple of months ago. You were having shoulder surgery that put off the fight with Marcos Medina. What happened? What's happening with the shoulder?
Oh, the shoulder's great. Shoulder's great. Just you know, I'm back in the gym. Everything. I just had a you know, arthroscopic surgery where, you know, they just went in, cleaned it up, you know, fixed what they had to fix in there. You know, it wasn't too bad. I'm back in the gym already, working out, and you know, I just can't wait to get back in the ring.
Okay, so how was Christmas and New Year's for the Guerrero family?
Oh, it was great. It was great. You know, it was nice to spend, you know, Christmas, New Year's, Thanksgiving, everything, all the holidays with my family, and you know, those are the days we cherish the most.
Okay. What if this Mayweather fight doesn't come off? Are you in limbo? I mean, is there a plan B in effect or something like that, or what?
You know, my plan, Pedro, is looking for that biggest fight. You know, that's what's lacking in boxing, is making big fights. You know, champions fighting champions. And you know me since I was a kid, Pedro. You know, I want to fight the best. I want to fight the best that's out there. Right now, Floyd Mayweather has that May 5th date. He's the best pound-for-pound fighter. Hey, just make it happen. You know, but if it doesn't happen, you know, I'm looking for that next best fight that's out there.
Okay, is Juan Manuel Marquez, is he retired? What's up with him? Do you know?
That is truth. I have no idea. But all I could hear is that he's been ducking me for, you know, for about 3 years already.
He has.
Number one mandatory to fight him. And, you know, I don't think he'll be getting in the ring with me anytime soon. So,
okay.
You know, I just take it a day at a time and you know, see what happens.
Did you think Juan Manuel Marquez beat Manny Pacquiao in that last fight?
Oh, yeah. I thought he beat Manny Pacquiao. I thought he beat Manny Pacquiao at least by two rounds. You know, I think that's that's part of the reason why Floyd's jumping on on Pacquiao, because you know, everybody's seen the Marquez fight. You know, if he does fight Marquez, I think he's going to lose again.
Is Manny Pacquiao overhyped? Is he what I'm trying to say is the hype surrounding him more than he is physically?
Oh yeah, you know, they've matched him right. You know, they got him the right fight at the right time that made him look incredible. You know, all these big guys he's fought and taken out, you know, he's got them all at the right time. I mean, you know, Cotto.
Or the right weight.
Mosley. Yeah, exactly, the right weight.
Yeah.
And, you know, you get the smallest guy, Marquez, that's a great counterpuncher, has great boxing skills, he's able to make the adjustment. You know, he puts it on Manny. So, you know, he just...
So the bottom line is, if Marquez can do a paint job on Manny, and Marquez didn't win 1 minute of a round against Mayweather, doesn't that mean Mayweather sort of licks Manny like a stamp?
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, styles make fights. You know that, Pedro. You've been in boxing for a long time. Styles make fights. You know, really, you sit back and look at it, you know, after the Marquez fight, you know, if Manny really wanted to fight Floyd Mayweather, he would have just came out and said, hey, my next fight's going to be with Floyd. So, you know, I think, you know, after getting exposed by Marquez, you know, that's when the ducking and dodging started.
Okay. Got a question for you, and somebody just sent me an email. Were you a guest at the Country Music Awards this past couple of weeks? Well, where were you? Were you in Hollywood or something?
Oh, yeah. On Thursday, I was in Hollywood. I was at the Critics' Choice Awards out there. You know, I had a great time. I had a good time out there, and you know, walked the red carpet, did a lot of media interviews and stuff. So, you know, I had a great time out there.
Okay, so somehow I couldn't see you doing a line dance at the Country Music Awards. I just couldn't see that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I do like country music.
1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. You haven't fought since when?
You know, I haven't fought since April. Okay. With Michael Capita.
All right. And that was a solid win for you. No question about that. All right. Now, if this Mayweather, I mean, how long before you say, you know what, Floyd, enough is enough. If you're not going to fight me, I'm moving on to bigger and better things or moving on to something else. Is there a deadline or a time, or is there anything in your mind where you figure, you know, enough is enough?
I mean, as long as the fight's still open and there's nobody to fight Floyd, I mean, you know, pursue it. You know, it is the biggest fight out there. Like I told you before, Pedro, you know me since I was a kid. And, you know, I want to fight the best, and that's the way we are out here in the Bay Area. You know, myself, Andre Ward, Donito Donaire, you know, we want to fight the best fighters out there. Unfortunately, you know, a lot of these fighters don't want to get in with us.
Were you surprised that Andre Ward gangster slapped Carl Froch as easily as he did? I mean, I had him winning all 12 rounds, and I said, well, I got to give Froch one round, so I think I might have given him one round. But the bottom line, it was a very one-sided fight, yet two judges had it 7-5 for Ward. But were you surprised he handled him that easily, or is Andre just untouchable at 168?
Oh, no, I knew he was going to go in there and dominate. You know, seeing Andre, you know, throughout the Olympics, throughout his amateur career, growing up with him, you know, he's had that focus. He's always had that focus where he's going to go in there and get the job done. And, you know, that's just what he did. And you know, I said it from day one when that tournament started. He's going to dominate the tournament, which everybody had him as the underdog and the weakest link in the tournament.
Four and a half to one underdog going into that tournament as far as winning the tournament was concerned.
Yeah, I mean, they had him getting blown out. I mean, there was no chance, and I don't even think he lost a round in the whole tournament.
Might have lost one or two rounds, but that's maybe. I mean, he didn't lose too many rounds.
And they were close rounds.
Yeah.
I mean, he just went out there and dominated.
So, I know that's the position you want to get yourself in as far as being able to go out there and say, you know what, I'm dominating this entire division. Give me my props. Give me my title belts. Give me the money I deserve. But that doesn't appear to be happening with Juan Manuel Marquez. Has the WBA stepped in to move to strip him yet or anything like that or what?
Say the truth, I'm not sure what's going on with that right now. You know, my focus is getting that fight May 5th with Floyd Mayweather. You know, making that move to 147. You know, I've been pursuing these guys for years and years, and you know, none of them want to get in. None of them want to get in the ring. I mean, on you got Marquez. You know, they talk the talk, but none of them walk the walk. And you know, that just tells me everything I need to know is, you know, these guys don't want to get in the ring. You know, you got to make that move, and you know, and like I say, you want to be the best, you got to fight the best. Right now, the best fight out there is Floyd Mayweather, May 5th. You know, it's time to step up, make it happen.
You know, he originally selected that date, or he says he selected that date in order to fight Pacquiao. And I think Pacquiao, after that last fight, his people realized that a fight with Mayweather is a lose-lose situation because he's going to get exposed, and he doesn't want to get exposed. So Mayweather does have this May 5th date. Some people thought that was going over the top by going out and grabbing the arena on Cinco de Mayo. But, you know, as long as he's got a couple of Mexicans or a Mexican-American opponent, May 5th works out perfect for him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, myself being Mexican-American, you know, it's all right there. I mean, you know, I think it'll be a great fight.
Okay. So when is Garlic, it's January 2012. Is Garlic in season right now or what?
Right now, Garlic's not in season. You know, that's in late June, July.
But you can still smell it going down the highway, right?
Oh yeah, you can still smell it. You can still smell it. You know, they're always cooking it up and brewing it out here. That you know, out here in Gilroy. So I mean, no matter what, you drive by, you smell it.
He is from Gilroy, California, folks. We're talking about Robert the Ghost Guerrero being on the red carpet this past Thursday night, knowing it wasn't the Country Music Awards. It was a Viewer's Choice Awards?
It was a Critics' Choice Awards.
Critics' Choice Awards, all right. And you had a good time, huh?
Oh, yeah, I had a good time. You know, it was nice to be out there.
Oh, I'm wonderful. I'm glad you had a good time. I'm glad the holidays were good for you. Say hello to the missus and your pops, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Robert the Ghost Guerrero, folks, hoping to get a shot at Floyd Mayweather come May the 5th. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com. Get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Would you serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769.
800-608-5769, 800-608-5769.
If you are in any trouble with the IRS, this message is for you. If the IRS is garnishing your wages, sending threatening letters, placed liens on your personal property, you still have rights. Ameristar Tax Centers wants to give you free information and a free consultation to show you how to save the maximum amount of money. Our expert team of tax professionals goes to work right away to negotiate the lowest payment possible. We'll represent you before the IRS or state taxing authority. Our results speak for themselves. So call us today for a free, no-obligation, one-on-one consultation.
Be careful. The IRS can coerce you into paying more than you actually owe.
Ameristar is a certified member of the Tax Freedom Institute. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief.
So call for free information now.
800-583-1974. 800-583-1974. Help is here. Call 800-583-1974.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
Yeah.
Sounds like Lost in Space. What was it again? The Time Tunnel. That was a little weirder program, circa 1966. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. Speaking of MMA tonight, UFC 142 going down at 10 p.m. Eastern Time at 7 o'clock Pacific Time. The once beaten Jose Aldo defends the featherweight championship against the undefeated Chad Mendez. Mendez 11-0. Of course, Aldo coming in at 20-1. That is on pay-per-view tonight at 10 p.m. Pacific Time. 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Pacific Time. Why do I keep saying that? You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We have named the Fighter of the Year, and that is Andre Ward. We'll be doing a feature story on that this week. The polls, I think, that we ran at ringtalk.com has certainly said that Andre deserved to be the best fighter pound for pound in the as far as the Fighter of the Year is concerned. As far as pound for pound is concerned, you know, he's got Mayweather. Mayweather's been a little off. I mean, he has only fought once in the last year, and you know, fought twice in the last 2 years, and really hasn't fought much in the last four or five. So he's sort of on the way out, and he's 35 years old, so he's going to be on the downslide pretty soon if he isn't already. And we saw in the November 12th fight with Juan Manuel Marquez that Manny Pacquiao is definitely on the slide. Okay, so both these guys are on the slide. So right now, the pound-for-pound thing, maybe you could say it's open. As far as maybe we can declare the title vacant right now, because it doesn't look like Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather are going to fight. So if they don't fight, and you really can't determine who's the better pound for pound, although I think Mayweather licks him like a stamp, lights him up like the White House Christmas tree, beats on him so bad the police come, the Las Vegas police come and arrest Floyd Mayweather for domestic violence, beating up on the Filipino icon. That's how bad I think Mayweather to beat him. But unless they fight, we'll never know. Tonight, again, UFC 142. Live from Rio, Jose Aldo, Chad Mendez in the main event. Vitor Belfort is in the semi-main event. That's at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Pacific Time on pay-per-view. You can go to Ricky's Sports Theater in San Leandro, California. It's rickys.com. They're about three blocks off East 14th Street in San Leandro, California. So next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, keep your butt off the canvas of life. Thank you, Scott Cuddy.